This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With that is that's a bit of a great little intro for our next guest,
yes.
Isn't it? We are joined. We were talking about this before with the artistic director Jonathan Holloway of the Melbourne Festival. That one of the shows that's really piqued our interest is called "All the Sex I Ever Had," and the co-director Alice Fleming and one of the cast Lionel is joining us now. Welcome. Now, Alice, it's all right if I begin with you, because you've done this show quite a few times now. You've been involved with it as a co-director, haven't you?
Yes, I have. So I've done it. This is, I think, my fourth time. We've just done it in Colchester and Vienna this year. And then earlier last year, we were in Sydney at the Sydney Festival.
Yep.
And the show is about, we work with six local people. So in this case, it's people from Melbourne. And we basically just go through year by year their life with the kind of lens of sexuality and sex, but also what that brings. So death, love, heartbreak, marriage, kids, and everything in between.
Right. Is that done in like a one-on-one interview then? Because you wouldn't be doing that in a group, would
No,
you?
We kind of do a bunch of exercises together to form a quick connection with everyone and to create an environment that is geared towards sharing and generosity and with the understanding that if you're vulnerable, we'll look after you.
Yeah.
And then we have these kind of intensive interviews that run for 4 hours with each member of the cast solo with just three writers, Darren O'Donnell, Tina Fance and myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now, Lionel, what is this? What was the process like then being interviewed like that? And really, I would imagine bearing your soul, being honest about your life.
Was kind of okay. Yeah, kind of okay.
You're obviously one of those people then that doesn't mind talking about
what's been going on in their lives. Yeah.
Because, well, what is it then? And when you get up there, is your life shocking? Are there stories that shock? Are there stories that, you
not
know?
Not to me. My life's not shocking to me.
I guess it never is when you
Lionel
live
Lionel has
it.
An incredibly rich life, I think. He has an amazing story, as do all of the members of the cast. And I think that's the interesting thing about when you interview someone about their life year by year. It is complex. It is, you know, hard. There are really amazing tough times and there are really incredible joyous times. And
well, I don't know what age Lionel is, but there's obviously, gentlemen, I would never ask you, but it's up to you if you want to chime in. But it's about, if you think at our age, at my age, you know, 20 something, and I've lived, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because most people, when they get over 30, 40, whatever, that you've lived, you've been in a relationship, you had your heart broken, you had somebody, you know, you had a horrid affair, everything like that. So generally, and I would imagine you don't cast people that have only had one lover and then that was it.
Well,
you know.
we have, and they still have amazing stories,
right.
and things that come up, you know, within that lover, the kids.
Yeah.
And so I would say that the great thing about the show is that we kind of have this stigma about older people or seniors about sex, and it's just not true. Like, and I also think it's a relief for someone that is 20 something or 30 something or 40 something or 50 something to know that it's not all over at that point, you know, like it just keeps on going.
Yeah. Well, we've all seen the movie Cocoon, haven't we? I mean, that's one of my favourites, you know. And Lionel, what's your story then? I mean, give us a little story. I reckon we should risk it.
Well, I'm the only gay in the village,
right?
As part of the team,
great.
And I can't believe that I was discovered as a gay man. I don't know who picked me. I don't know where they found me because I'm not really active in the gay community at all, really. So,
but were you picked for that, or you? In what way do you audition? In what way did it work?
I hope I was picked for that. Yeah, was
we it? Really try to have a broad representation of a lot of things,
yes.
and particularly sexuality. It's not always possible. I mean, we try very hard, and obviously, given the current climate of where things are at the moment with this dumb plebiscite, it was really important to have not just all straight cast.
Yeah.
And so we got to a point where that was becoming apparent. People didn't, for whatever reason, unlike in Sydney where we had two gay performers, it was very, very hard to find people that wanted to be involved. I'm not sure whether it's about the climate, but we were super, super happy that Lionel was involved, not because he was gay necessarily, but because he had this really rich life that I really urge you to come and see the show, because just to hear Lionel's story is pretty incredible.
I would imagine it bloody well is.
Yeah.
And do you, Lionel, are you one of those that would talk about yourself to anyone normally? I mean, I am.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you've got that from me.
I'm not shy.
No, and I love that. And when did you come out then, Lionel?
I've always been out, really. I was reared by my grandmother, so I've been gay since I was about 4 years old and slept in the same bed with my grandmother till I was 12. And if I wanted to wear girls' clothes or sing in a choir or something, she was cool with all that.
So you obviously had an incredible grandmother.
Yes, really, yeah. And she was rearing me and my two brothers and sisters.
And do you still have a relationship with them?
Oh, yes. We're really close.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, isn't we're that really good? Close. My grandmother's passed on, of course.
Yeah. I think we need to get more of your storyline, and I think we need to go and see this show without
Absolutely.
A doubt. What are the other members of this show? They must be boring compared to our Lionel.
Dull as. No, they're great too, obviously.
That'll get back.
don't tell them I said that. No, they're great. We've got a mix of... a mix of people from Melbourne, but also two people that have started their lives in other places of the world and have come here, which is kind of slightly representative of the fact that Melbourne's made up of lots of different people.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little ignorant, isn't it? But we might have all done it in our lives, thought that when you get to a certain age, life's over, or we have no interest, isn't it? You know, I mean, I may be wrong, but we've all at one point, you know, thought, well, whatever, it doesn't really concern me. I find this fascinating, and you have to be a bit of an idiot to know that people, obviously, whatever age you are, you still have urges, you still, you know, act on those urges, you know, whenever you want to, or, you know, it's just, you know, this is the sort of show, though, that makes you more aware, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think that we all can get to a point where we think, oh, I've stuffed this up, I've broken up with the person that I'm meant to be with forever and ever,
yeah.
or at any point, and it's just a reminder that you... It just keeps on going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life.
You know. Yeah.
Life. I mean, you know, we talk about it every day, but my God, it's, you know, fascinating when you have a show like this. Now, when
Absolutely.
Is it on, Dean? I'm curious.
It is happening Thursday the 12th to Sunday the 15th of October. There's Thursday to Sunday shows at 7:30 and there's a Saturday show at 2 p.m. Now, it goes for 2.5 hours and there's no interval, but it sounds bloody brilliant.
Is that matinee must be a bit racy then, is it? I mean, my word.
Before the watershed.
I'm a little worried about the 2 o'clock show.
Yes.
Oh, there's no nudity though, is there?
There's no nudity, but the stories are...
Racy.
They're a little bit raunchy, but in the best way.
Yes, and yeah. I think, I mean, you know, I think we're all adult enough to accept it, you know.
Yeah.
Probably not one for the kids, this one.
Probably not. No. But, I mean, I'd also say that it's not just all raunch. Like, it is...
No, of course
it is. It is about all the stuff around the edges. But, of course, we go into that sphere
as
well.
Yeah, and I think we said it there before. It's about life. That's
it is
show
about,
is
life.
About life.
Yeah.
Lionel, I'm really glad you could make it in today. And I look forward to learning more about you and your horrid life.
Oh, you will if you come to the show.
Oh, I'll be there, Lionel. I shall be there. Thank you, Alice.
Thanks so much.
All right,
thanks,
you're
love.
On Joy.
Thank you.
Oh, yes!
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.